A portion of the gospel lesson read to you just a moment ago from the 24th chapter of St. Luke. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. A rather strange way, don't you think, of proving yourself to someone, of proving to someone that it's you. I mean, picture it in our modern day and age, the 10 most wanted people by the FBI, and then pictures of their hands and their feet, not their face. Jesus does not say, "Look, it's me." He does not say, "Listen to my voice. You know my voice. You've been with me for a while. It's me." No. He shows them his hands and his feet as proof of who he is, of who he really is. "It's really me." Now, the disciples, of course, were very well acquainted with those hands and feet of Jesus. They knew them well. They'd seen them in action. Those hands which on one occasion they vividly remember he made mud with from his own spittle in the ground, and took that mud and put that mud on the eyes of the blind man and told the blind man to go wash. And when the blind man did, the blind man received his sight. Oh, they knew those hands. That was a wonderful time. That was a wonderful occurrence. It was an amazing occurrence. Those hands, that's what they did. Those hands, on one occasion, they witnessed, made a motion to some servants at a wedding feast. And he pointed to some jars of water used for ritual purification at that feast. And he pointed and told those servants, "Go draw some of that water out and take it to the head steward." And the water had become wine. Those hands did that. And they remember those hands very well. And that too was an amazing time. Wonderful time. A time that they just kind of wanted for it to keep going. It was so great. And then they remembered another occasion. They were out on a lake without him in the boat. And there was a great storm that came up. I'm sorry, he was asleep in the boat. And a great storm came up. And they went and woke him up and said, "Lord, don't you care? We're all dying here. You're taking a nap?" And he stood up. And those hands, they went out toward the wind, toward the waves. And they said, "Stop it." And it did. It became peaceful. It became very still. Oh, those hands. Those hands were instrumental in yet another wondrous time spent with Jesus. Maybe they're beginning to understand why he showed them his hands and his feet. His feet. Ah, those feet. They had seen those feet carrying him from town to town. They had seen those feet carry him to Jerusalem on several occasions to celebrate the Passover feast. What a wondrously festival time that was. Those feet took him there. And they had wonderful moments as a result. And those same feet, they recall, took him to the tomb of his dear friend Lazarus. And they remember that occasion very well. Who wouldn't? Because at that tomb, he raised Lazarus from the dead. But it was those feet, you see, that took him there in the first place. Those feet carried him to the funeral bier of a widow's only son in a town one day. And with those feet, he stood there by that funeral pyre bier, and he touched it. That hand again. And the boy was raised from the dead also. What an amazing time. Wonderful time. Good time. Those hands and feet had brought to Jesus' disciples. But now they looked. The hands weren't the same. Neither were the feet. The hands now had a hole in them. So did the feet. And they were both kind of raw looking, bruised, wounded. And these are the hands, these are the feet that Jesus chose to identify himself with to his disciples. Not the miraculous hands. Not the miraculous feet, but wounded, bruised, and bloodied by nails. The disciples began to realize something at that moment. This is how Jesus is telling his followers to identify him. Not only to themselves, but to others. As the crucified one, the sacrifice for sin, not the miracle worker who can do almost anything he chooses, but the wounded, bruised, bloodied Savior from sin. See my hands. See my feet. It's me. It's really me. So someone comes up to you, and someone says, "Who is Jesus?" You turn to his hands and feet, because that's what he did. But the question is, which hands, which feet will we show them? Will we tell them about the miracle worker who can do anything for you in your life right now if you only believe? Or the hands and feet that he showed to his disciples on this occasion, when salvation had been secured and eternal life assured. The bloodied, bruised, raw-looking hands and feet. That's how Jesus identifies himself. Amen.